Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Yesterday, in our study of the Great Commission, we were talking about the difficulty of people to grasp the concept of Jesus not having a beginning, although not having an ending seems not to be a problem. Let's continue with that thought today. And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
This is the name of Jesus. It was common in that day, but we associate it mainly now with that person who was here on this earth 2,000 years ago. As a matter of fact, there are people today that have the name Jesus, and yet we in no way think of him or that person that would have the name of Jesus today as being the same Jesus that walked 2,000 years ago. And when we hear the name Jesus, we wouldn't think of somebody on earth today named Jesus. We think of the one 2,000 years ago. It's important to understand the association with this name. Lord is the name of his deity. In reference to his deity, I think of three passages, although there are many, many, many more. In Psalms chapter 90 and verse 2, it says, before the mountains were brought forth, or ever thou hast formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. In other words, even before the very first thing was created, before there was anything of the universe, space, time, what have you, when those things at their very start were starting, God was already there. Most of us can think of eternity and say, oh yes, eternity goes on forever and ever. And that's not really a hard concept for us to grasp. What is a hard concept to grasp is from everlasting. In other words, we understand no ending, but it's hard for us to grasp no beginning. And the reason that's hard for us to grasp is that we are humanity. We are finite. Jesus Christ, God in the flesh, was almighty, deity, and he existed in eternity past from everlasting. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. And so we know that when things were created, he was. In other words, he was already there. So from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. The second portion I want to share with you is John 4, 23 and 24. But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Now, this is just telling us that God is a spirit. Now, Jesus started 2,000 years ago in flesh here on earth. But before that, he existed as spirit, and God is a spirit. John 17:5 is the next passage, and it says, and now, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. Now, before the world was, in other words, before the world was ever created, there was a glory between God the Father and God the Son. Before there was ever an angel, before there was any spirit created at all, Jesus was, because he's from everlasting. And in this prayer in John chapter 17, he has asked that that be restored to that same glory they had before the world was. Now, friends, these three passages let us know that Jesus Christ was Almighty God who lived as a spirit in eternity past. Lord is the name of his deity. And so we call him the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus was Almighty God. The second name is Christ. Christ is the name of both deity and humanity. The Jews use the word Messiah. We use the word Christ. Both of them had the same definition, and that definition was anointed. In Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 through 8, we read this: Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. For someone to willingly submit themselves to the horrible tortures of the cross was truly the mark of obedience and humility. Now, it's said in that passage, he made himself of no reputation. And basically that means that he emptied himself of the glory of his deity. In other words, when he emptied himself of the glory of his deity, he was ceasing from it for the time being of the glory. He did not cease being deity. He just ceased the glory. He was still deity. Even when he was on the cross, he was still deity. Some say, well, didn't the Trinity part when Jesus was on the cross? Oh, no. No, no, no. His deity was still real. You see, when he says, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? He wasn't speaking about God turning his back. No, no. All through his earthly ministry, when there were the tough times in the wilderness and Satan tempted him for 40 days, when he was in the garden sweating huge drops as if they were blood, he had angels come and minister to him in each case. And there was always grace for his humanity. But at this time, his humanity would be abandoned of all grace and mercy, so that the fullness of wrath may be poured out upon his humanity. And he suffered that for us. But understand, he never did cease being deity, but he did cease his glory. He was called Emmanuel. Emmanuel means God with us. If you'll read sometime Ezekiel chapter 1, do it on your own and you'll get an idea of the glory and the praise surrounding his throne. We see that the one without the flesh veiling him from his loins downward and from his loins upward was even as a fire. We find that when Isaiah just started to get a small glimpse of this glory, he said, woe is me, for I am undone. When just a portion of glory started to be revealed to Peter, James, and John, they fainted away as dead men. Yes, my friend, Jesus emptied himself of that glory, where he was honored above all, where he was in heaven, and the angel's greatest thrill was to carry out a command or a will of Jesus Christ. Now, he emptied himself from the glory of all that. He was anointed in the councils of the Godhead to be Savior even before the creation of the world, even before the creation of angels. He foreknew what he was going to do before he created man. He knew man would fall. And in the Godhead's council, Jesus Christ was anointed to be the one who would bear our sins. Yes, Christ is the name of his anointing. Lord is the name of his deity. But next we see that Jesus is the name of his humanity. In Luke chapter 1 and verse 35 we read, "And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God." Yes, he existed through eternity past. That much is clear. However, he became the Son of God 2,000 years ago when he was born of a virgin. It was the Holy Ghost coming upon her with the addition of the Father overshadowing her, because all the Trinity was involved in this. And the Spirit entered her and formed flesh. In that way, in relation to God, he became his only begotten Son. In other words, he was begotten flesh, and that flesh was the seed of God. In relation to us, he is the Son of Man. And he is the Son of Man via Mary. In relation to the Father, he's the Son of God. Son of Man through Mary. Why? Because Mary is not deity. As a matter of fact, it's important that she wasn't deity. Had Mary been deity, then although he would be in human form, he would not be truly human. Now, you say, why is that? Well, understand, the blood comes from the Father, especially with the firstborn. There's none of the blood of the mother in that child. In the firstborn child, you test his blood and you test his father's blood, and you'll know that he is of the Father. However, it's the mother being inside her that the flesh begins to form. And so the flesh was of the mother, but the life is in the blood. The life is from the blood. The flesh is but a veil of the life. So it was very important that he be fully man. And so Mary could not be deity. She was blessed. Oh, yes, she's blessed, Mary. But she's not God. She's not almighty. She's not deity. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click to the Lamp and Light. Again, that web address is CENTRALBAPTISTOCALA.org with no break. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.